Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, first half, we do a little talking about everything, and we got the news coming up as well. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. The pandemic has led a huge increase, or I should say led to a huge increase, of unemployment claims. Sadly, con artists have filed tens of thousands of fraudulent claims using consumers' identities. The FTC has moved identity theft to the number one spot for fraud in America. Of course, everyone's home, all the hackers. The good people are doing all the shopping online, putting their information out there, getting all their food ordered and doing everything that way. And then the bad guys are hacking into it and stealing people's identities, and they're screwing up their credit. You can miss certain threats by just monitoring your credit alone. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect the information, they'll send you an alert, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off. From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Tommy Lee. With Gina Grad on news, Walt Bryant on sound effects, and we'll talk to the founder of She Trucking, Sheree Moore. And now, he also had a blank notepad when testifying before Congress. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a Trisbit. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sharing with a friend. Right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
Handball, Brian?
Yeah.
Do we have a pick? Were we going to put that pick up, or is that not something we're going to do?
We were going to do it. I don't know where it is. Where it's not coming up.
Okay. Do we also have Jake and the Fat Man to put on the hit parade as well? All right. Good news for you, Gina. I pulled the clip of Drew interrupting you so we can break down the game film.
So
and we have to listen to how it works, because
this is how my self-esteem works. I'm the one who's being vindicated, and I'm too uncomfortable to hear this.
No, I get it. It's sort of like slipping and falling in a supermarket and everyone rushing around you. Are you okay? Yeah. It's like, please don't rush around me, please.
Yeah.
Right. So there's an element of that. But
like how you let, oh God, his name just slipped my mind.
Eric Stromer.
You almost let him choke to death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't embarrass him.
I don't want to embarrass
him. You better be dead.
All right, baby. Get ready for those boobs to hit the linoleum.
Here we go.
So this was from a day before yesterday, Monday, whenever the hell Drew was in here.
Yesterday.
And Gina started in as we were talking about Gavin Newsom, and I knew by her cadence and by her choice of words that she was going to end with a joke or a quip, and we'll listen to what Drew did.
It's not all bad news,
really?
Dr. Drew.
Tell me.
You're being a little sullen, because remember, wineries were allowed to open first. I don't think it has anything
to do with it. No. Pot distributors. Distributors. It's okay.
Gina.
Right,
Gina. Gina. You just got what I got for 21 years of sitting next to Dr. Drew. Because he doesn't know when you're coming with a joke. He doesn't know. So you go, well, it's not all bad news. And I go, okay, I know.
Do tell.
Turns out wineries were able to stay open first during the pandemic. And guess who owns not just wineries, pot dispensaries, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
blah, blah. She was getting to the punch.
Drew, I get it. I hear you.
So this is 20 years of this. I had to do this for 20 years. I go through it a lot. It's worse. I actually am better with it when it happens to me. I don't like witnessing it happening.
And you saw it in slow motion, I could tell.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Drew's interruptions that I feel about pedophilia. Like, I'd rather be molested when I was nine than have to watch someone do it to someone else.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those two choices. Yeah. It's
those are your only choices.
It's more uncomfortable because I'm experiencing it happening now in real time. I hear what you're getting at, and I also see Drew getting revved up over there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he asked for a primer, so maybe you should put a binder together.
I don't. The thing of.
Binder. He's very scholastic. Maybe he needs to read about it.
It's like what you have to do is you have to get a syringe filled with a fluid called being a human being and then just inject it into them. Because I don't know how you can work rhythms out, you know, rhythm. Okay. It's sort of like you can dance or you can't dance. And if you can't dance, good luck with you on the dance floor and the rhythm.
After all this time.
What?
After all the time, you'd figure the rhythm would kind of settle itself.
Well, but let's just talk about rhythm. There's a human speaking rhythm. And when you're dealing with a guy like Jimmy Kimmel or many others, your favorites who've been on the show, comedians especially, they're in the rhythm business. And so it's like back and forth. And if you dance, if you hit it just right, you're not gonna run into each other with words and whatnot. And you go, okay, well, what about repetition? Well, if you have two left feet, like Dr. Drew does in the verbal rhythm department, but let's just say you have no rhythm as a dancer. You could learn the steps, I guess, but would you really ever be any good at it if you're just a bad dancer?
No, you'd be passable, I suppose, at best, but no, you never excel.
You never excel, and even passing, I think a guy with natural ability would always just look better at the wedding. Speaking of that, Johnny Weir turned in an almost perfect score at Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, he was 29 out of 30 last week or earlier in the week. So Weir turned in the best score of the night. I want to know what his odds. I wonder if his odds are still sliding around. Also, speaking of rhythm, we were talking about Jake and the Fat Man and Jake's William Conrad, fat actor's agent, calling him on the phone and explaining to him in an uncomfortable fashion that he would be playing the fat man and Jake and the fat man. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, I think I did that with somebody. It turns out it was Rob Riggle, right, Chris? Yeah. Mm-hmm. From 2.5-3 years ago. And we thought it was funny. So Chris went and dug it up. So I think we're just going to replay that little comedy clip from the cop show version. There was one of those 80s shows called Jake and the Fat Man. William Conrad was getting to the end of his career and he was a fat guy. So here it goes.
Jake and the Fat Man, right?
That was a show.
Yeah. William Conrad.
Yes.
I think was the actor.
I have a name, goddammit.
I'll delve.
That would have been a great pitch to him, who was probably fat, but also had a big, big ego. Hey, yeah, Marty, your agent. Yeah, what do we got? Jake the Fat Man.
Don't worry about the title. Don't worry about the title.
Right? Well, don't worry about it. I could play a guy named Jake. Who are we getting to play the fat guy?
Well, hold on now. Let me backpedal a little bit.
All right?
They got a great actor for Jake.
Jake. Oh,
Jake.
Oh, hey, we did our we're doing a cross promotion for it, so I can get that LED that
LTD.
LTD.
Yeah.
So who's playing fat guy?
Well, listen, right now they're looking at you, and I said, "Hey, what does that mean, guy?" And they were like, "No, it's not about." Anyway, bottom line, I'm just going to bottom line it for you. Mm-hmm. This is a dynamite opportunity. All right? So forget the title, forget the name. Just know that we're talking Emmys and money.
All right. So what you're saying, and like one of my favorite movies that just came out last summer, Smoking the Bandit.
Sure.
Jerry Reed played the snowman.
Yes.
But it wasn't really a snowman.
That's exactly. You're reading. It's like you're reading my mind, man.
So you're saying I'm playing a fat man.
I'm saying,
but
you're
I'm not
be,
really a fat man.
Exactly.
Hold on, I can't hear while I'm chewing. My ears closed.
That's okay.
Let me put
You've
this
got some
six
sauce.
Down.
You got a little sauce, right?
How can you tell on the phone? I guess you're just playing on.
I can hear it in the. I can hear it in the. It's rubbing on the receiver.
Down. Yeah. All right. So what were we saying?
Anyway, but yes, I'm saying that you.
Then when we put some weight on. Vision.
If you don't mind, it could really help. It could really help what they're going for.
Well, I would describe myself as rotund now, but not obese.
Of course. That's how I describe you to everybody. I describe you as husky. Uh-huh. But yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Mm. And listen, here's the good news.
Yeah.
I checked. I checked the pilot and I checked the script Bible. There's not going to be any running. Mm. For you, Jake's good. Jake's going to do most of the footwork.
All right. On a separate but equal note, you know that variety show with Jeff Altman, Pink Lady and Jeff.
No.
Oh. Well, I told you last week over the teletype or something that I wanted to bang one of Pink Lady.
Oh, right.
And he said we represented one of the, or both Pink
yes.
Lady.
Yes.
How's that going?
Both. Dynamite. We're right on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to bang.
I didn't call you back on that? I thought I did. Hold on.
I remember I gave my list.
Ginger, did you not call? Did you not call on the Conrad on the pink? I'm so sorry, Conrad. I am so sorry.
All right. Well, let me just follow up. We had Tennille from Captain Tennille.
Yes.
I don't know if they're married or that guy's a homo or
not
like, what's
married,
going on.
Not
I'd like
married.
To bang her. And
they
I know,
flirt.
I think
they
we
flirt.
Represent. Check into her.
Yep.
I got my list of people I want to bang.
Okay.
This is pre-AIDS, mid-coke, so.
Not a problem. I'm writing this down, Conrad. We've got Tennille.
We got Tennille.
The Pink Ladies, Tennille.
We got Marie, obviously.
Yes.
She's perennial.
Got it.
Been working on that for a while.
Right. Charo, I assume, is still on the list?
Charo's on the list, yeah. I want the younger daughter from One Day at a Time.
Got it.
Not the older.
Please.
Not the one
you don't have to
say,
don't tell me about it.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
McKenzie,
I'm not talking,
whatever.
Yeah. Not
yeah.
the scary one. The
no,
hot one.
Younger one.
Yeah.
Yeah, younger
got it.
One.
Shot that down.
Yeah, and that's it. Oh.
I hear she's dating some guitarist. Anyway, don't worry about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Some rock and
roll. Van Rickenbacker or something. I think I know that band. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, just check into it because you represent these people.
You bet I do.
You know, tell them we want to meet, like, you know, for lunch.
Yeah.
I want to talk about some projects.
Yeah, yeah. We'll set up a lunch or we'll do a hot tub party.
Yeah, okay. Work that out. Thank you. And scene.
Well, far be it for me to critique the producing here, Chris, but that was 80 seconds of Jake and the Fat Man talk and 3.5 minutes of Who I'd Like to Bang in Hollywood talk. Still funny. But just I'd keep it to the Jake and the Fat Man thing, you know?
Okay. Although I have to say a standout moment was, do you know who Pink Lady and Jeff are? No, I don't. No, I told you about the list, and how's that going? Because you represent Dynamite.
It's good improv. Yeah, and sadly, the gal from One Day at a Time with the guy in the rock band is Eddie Van Halen.
That's
and
right.
Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah.
So so timely. Time. Now, Chris, you're playing your cards right. You go, there's a Valerie Bertinelli reference I wanted to keep in the back of the thing.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's what I should have
done. All right. Johnny Weir on Dancing with the Stars is -125.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. He started off, what do I got him at? +350?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So he's down to -125. Right, is that true?
I know these things shuffle based upon, I assume, how they're performing that week or the week before, whatever. At one point, Caitlin Bristow was the favorite at minus whatever, and Johnny Weir was falling off, but he has regained and tightened his grip on the lead.
He's Caitlin Bristow's +175. So you bet Caitlin Bristow, you bet $100, you get back your 100. Let's see, you get 175 back. Is that true? Is that how that works?
That's right.
I'm always a little
screwed
on that.
Yeah, with plus odds, yeah. It's all based on a $100 bet.
Gina did a little singing in a movie. I don't know what the budget was on it, but
next to nothing. That should have been the name of the movie.
I about jumped out of my Tommy John's because Chris goes, Chris, we ever find that picture of us, me and the split thing on the thing? Anyway,
yeah.
Chris goes, we'll put it up, we'll tweet it out or whatever. It's both of us sitting in the halls of Congress holding up the pad with nothing
the
on
same
it.
Blake notepad.
Yeah. Anyway.
Trailblazer.
Chris, I almost went all Larry Miller on Gina. Larry loves Gina, and so Chris goes, you know, Gina sang, I think, for a spoof porn movie, like back in the day. Did you hear about Gina in this spoof porn movie? And I go, no. And then he starts rolling the credit on it or the trailer on it. And it's a bunch of chicks with big tits and wigs pointing and stuff. And then he points at the screen. Like, he starts pointing at the screen, like, yeah, here, or whatever. And I'm like, Gina's in a... He's pointing at the screen, but he's saying, listen to the music. Yeah. Listen to the theme song that's playing at the beginning. But when he was pointing at the screen and there were like three chicks running around, I was like, oh my God, Gina's in a porn?
Yeah.
I got to call Larry Miller.
Spit out his coffee.
But... So what do we, should we play? What is the set the table?
We in Corolla Classics, we played a clip of Teresa saying that she had a friend who sang on a porn parody song. And then they played the clip. No mention of Gina at all. But a lot of listeners, Angio and myself, were like, that sounds an awful lot like Gina.
Mm-hmm.
So I had zero memory of this. I don't know if I was roofied during the session or whatever. I had zero memory of this ever happening. And then I think maybe Gio told me or somebody, and I asked Teresa and she's like, I don't think I remember that either. I'm like, I don't think it was me. And then I heard it and I was like, that's me. I definitely did that. And then the pieces started coming together. I'm not totally sure, but I think one time on the old podcast that Randy Wang and I used to do, by the way, married man now. He just got married over the weekend. Congratulations. A beautiful lady.
Huh? Hold on, one second. Bald.
Hey.
Let's pretend you heard a gay porn that I had scored several years ago.
Okay.
And you come to me with questions.
Sure.
And tell me if this would sound queer, pardon the pun.
Sure. Hey, Adam. Looking forward to the show today, as always. Question for you, if you got a second. I know you're a busy guy.
Yeah.
I don't know even how I stumbled across it, but I was watching Taboo 18, and gosh darn it, if it didn't sound like your voice singing the theme song. Now, I know it's far-fetched, but I have to ask, you know, with my responsibility to the listeners.
No recollection of that.
Okay. Because it was during a very graphic scene, and you were addressing the scene almost in a way that, you know, you were watching it while you... You know, the music guys have the thing up on the big screen.
I think if I sung the theme for gay porn, I'd probably remember.
Well, that's funny because I didn't mention that it was a gay porn, but now you just said gay porn. Because the Taboo series started off incestuous, and then I guess it moved towards a more gay.
Yeah, we drove the arc that direction. No real recollection of singing about gay porn.
Okay, because again, you're talking about.
You know what? Now that you bring it up.
Okay, so it's dawning on you.
I may have sung a theme for a gay porn at one time. I might have. I have some little piece in my head. You know what I mean? Like some park. You're not sure if your grandpa took you to when you were four or not, but you drive past it and there's a little
memory.
Yeah, it's like that, except for it's 19 months ago and it's singing about a porn movie.
Do you remember anything specifically? I mean, these memories are obviously just coming back in real time, but do you remember the what you were watching or what the, you know, sound was?
I think I took the Burl Ives song, Silver and Gold, Silver and Gold, and I replaced it with Cock and Balls, Cock and Balls. Again, it's fuzzy, no real clear recollection of it, but hey, if you said I did it, I take your word for it.
It's funny you mention that because I've been humming that tune to myself all day since I saw this aforementioned scene, Cock and Ball.
Well, here's what I found about that scene and the theme. Humming it is fine because people think you like Burl Ives.
Sure,
but if you say... Cock and balls out loud. You know, if you're walking down the street and you go, la da da da, la da da da, fine, no problem.
That's pleasant.
If you actually go, cock and balls, that's a head turner.
Okay. You've experienced this or you're assuming that, I mean, it's safe to assume.
I'm now starting to cobble together some rough mosaic of possibly laying down some scratch tracks for porn movies. But anyway, again, Brian, you're the trivia guy. If you said I did it, I did it.
Again, it sounded like you. I can't say for sure, but it kept saying like, I don't know.
If you said it's me, it's probably me. And scene.
All right, Gina.
Can I please defend myself?
Please.
I don't even remember recording this, so I'm assuming I did it at Randy's. I swear to God, we met some guy, I think at KLSX, that was a parody porn director. So it would make sense when we had him on that he approached me to do this. And isn't that a testament to a life well led by a young Gina that I've done so much crazy shit? This doesn't even stand out.
But
this is not a standout moment for me.
Have you ever been to you, Gina?
Listen, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. I took the hand of a rabbi man and we made love in the sun. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
She's had jizz in her hair and been fucked on a chair and blown a dude on a bus.
Cock and balls.
All right.
So anyway, yes. I imagine we have the clip.
Let's hear the song.
Like Teresa said that Gina originally records as a scratch track and they're going to get a better singer to do it, like a more official singer. Not better, but then they liked it so much, they just used the scratch track, which was Gina. So here we are.
I think it was low budget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so happy that you're you.
The Golden Girls.
There's so much of you inside of me. I hope that part of me's inside of you too.
So this is the trailer.
I know Gina's a big fan of the Golden Girls and the Golden Girls parody. This can't be coincidence. Did you have some hand in developing this?
Would that I did, Brian. But I imagine that's probably why I said, sure, no problem. And by the way, don't pay me.
I like the fact that it's a scratch track.
Drawing a hard bargain.
I like the directors. Like, this is just a temp track. You get it. Mm-hmm. We're looking at, obviously, bigger talent to actually lay it down. We got a call into Sia now and Jewel. We're talking to Jewel's people. Oh. Like every scratch is a scratch track on a porn movie. All right. Yeah. Good job.
We talked about it being nominated for an AVN award for best song. I looked up who won that year. It lost.
Who won?
It lost to a Glee parody to a song called Big Tushy Hose.
Oh, man. Yeah. Everyone loves Glee. All right, Sheree Moore is on the line. Sheree Moore is a truck driving lady, and I got a couple of questions. Actually, she's teaching now, so she may be the new Debbie Dootson.
Debbie Dootson.
Oh.
Do we pop in our pie, Sheree Moore? Sheree, can you hear us yet?
Yes. I hear you. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
indeed. Yes.
Excellent.
Hey, where are you zooming from, Sheree?
So I'm zooming from my laptop. I switched from the phone to the laptop. And
what city is your laptop in?
Oh, Chattanooga.
Oh, how is it in Chattanooga, Tennessee?
It's warm here. It's really nice today.
Is it open? How are you guys doing with the COVID stuff?
A lot of places are opening back up, but we're practicing social distancing. Masks are in place as well.
How about movie theaters and eating in a restaurant? Those are my two greatest laments living in California.
The movie theaters are not open. The restaurants are open. Some places are allowing people to sit down, but it's still social distancing in place.
Ooh, have they banned trick-or-treating there yet?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Have they banned trick or treating for Halloween there yet? Like they're doing here?
I haven't heard anything so far.
That's a good sign.
So, yeah. Sheree, you're a truck driver and you're teaching now, right?
Yes.
And you drive a real big, like 18-wheeler type truck, right?
Absolutely. It's 100% real.
And Sheree, you were a nursing assistant before you became a trucker, right?
Yes.
And that seems like a pretty decent job. Why'd you get out of that to be a trucker?
Well, I didn't get out of it. Actually, I was a CNA for 8 years. And so actually my last client, rest in peace, you know, had given me a newspaper article that said free CDL training. And so I actually pivoted into that, new career after she passed.
Did you say CDL training?
Yes, CDL, commercial driver's license. You have to go to school to learn how to drive a truck.
I know. I grew up. It's funny. I told these guys to pull my Debbie Dootson Truck Driving Academy commercial that I grew up with in the 70s and the 80s, watching this as a kid, because there was the Dootson Truck Driving School out here in Los Angeles, or Southern California, and Debbie Dootson was the spokesperson. She was the daughter and a trucker. So there was a pioneer in the female truck driving business, and her name was Debbie Dootson. Do you have that, Max Pana?
Do you want to make big money? Say goodbye to creditors, unemployment, and poor-paying jobs? Get out in a big rig and make big money.
I worked in a gas station. Then I got my Class 1 truck driver's license. I have never been out of work since. You can have your license in 1 week.
Dootson driving schools are the best. Ask me. I'm Debbie Dootson.
Slightly more production value than your porn movie, Gina, that you're in 10 minutes ago.
I was going to say, the voiceover artist there was, he was enthused.
Yeah, Trey, I don't do porn.
I would call him animated. Do you think after his first couple of takes, the director told him to bring it down
dial it down
50%?
Yes. Would you like to see the country and make good money driving an 18-wheeler?
Jim, we like you big, but not so big. I mean, that's why we hired you. You know, Big Jim, the voiceover artist.
Okay, let me try another take. Would you like to see the country and make good money driving an 18-wheeler?
Someone got the fire extinguisher. Big Jim's lighting that place on fire. All Jim, right. Dial it down another couple of degrees,
hold on.
Please.
Let me take a hit off this ether rag. Would you like to see the country? I got to use the bathroom. There's one of those that work.
I think we got it.
So, sorry, Sheree. Sheree, sorry. People must do that all the time. Sheree, how long would it take me to get my commercial driver's license from your truck driving academy?
So I am a CDL instructor at Chattanooga State Community College, and our program is 7 weeks.
And in 7 weeks, your students can be driving an 18-wheeler?
In 7 weeks, all of my students drive 18-wheelers, or they drive dump trucks as well. Or whatever they choose to, you know.
All I know from driving 18-wheelers is I've seen our president, you know, do the thing where he's like screaming, like, ah, when he drives. Is that how you teach people to drive? I assume that's how it's done.
Yeah, so, I currently have my own CDL permit. So I teach the permit class separate from the actual college.
Well, and just backing off of Brian's question, do you teach them the proper protocol when a school bus drives by and every kid wants them to toot the horn?
Absolutely.
Okay,
you have
good.
We have to.
I mean, it's expected and demanded of children that you toot the horn.
Absolutely. And not only children, grown people.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. Wind up beanies.
Are we still doing that?
Good old-fashioned Americana.
I didn't even know we were still up to that. I'm glad.
Before the age of tablets, that was the number one source of entertainment on road trips.
On the road, sure.
So now you're teaching. You're not driving anymore. I'll give the website out, by the way, because you're here representing truckertab.com. So these folks can, in 7 weeks, can be driving an 18-wheeler and... How do you make the most cash driving an 18-wheeler? Long hauls, short hauls? Like, what? Where's the real money in driving a big truck?
Well, starting off long haul, is however many miles that you drive based upon how much you're going to make. Starting out, if you're getting paid by the mile, of course, looking for that job that pays percentage will pay you more, and you can drive less miles.
So you want to get, but it's probably hard to get the percentage deals as a freshman, as a new student trucker, right?
Absolutely.
Is there any hot CB talk going on these days? Like, you know, I got a Mountie and a bird in the air and microbuses. And yeah, do we do that in this modern day of trucking?
Absolutely. Breaker 19.
Really? You're putting it out there. Okay. You ever hear the song CB Savage?
Oh, boy.
No.
No. That's before my time.
Yeah, I know. You're young. All right, let me give you a plug. She, by the way, you founded She Trucking, S-H-E, and you got a line of clothing and a Facebook postings as well, so you can go check out SheTrucking.com. And again, the Trucker Tab, everybody, at truckertab.com. Sheree Moore, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And, if there's merch, I am 100% down. I am so excited to check out this She merch.
I would like to talk about the Trucker Tab because
Trucker Tab. Yeah, good.
What that is. And then we can't skip over my community.
Talk about the Trucker Tab. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Trucker Tab is a tool that we use and that was invented because a lot of the restaurants are not open on the road. And, of course, you can't put an 18-wheeler just anywhere. So thank you to Red Cap for giving us the opportunity to feed so many drivers. And currently 3,000 drivers have been fed already. So I think it's just amazing that Red Cap took that step to be able to reach out to truckers. And for my She Trucking community, we have 10,000 women drivers in our Facebook community. So definitely join She Trucking Sisterhood.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Sheree. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
How about I tell you about Red Cap? Comfort done right, making workwear and uniforms. Since 1923, everyone, for essential workers making our communities thrive. Clothing for many industries, automotive, culinary, manufacturing, waste management, oil block coveralls, resist engine fluids. Oil just beads up and rolls off. Latest project is for the road heroes, the truckers. Wow, there's a Sheree connection. The Trucker Tab, a $50,000 tab at Cracker Barrel to feed our long-haul truckers, and you can check it out. The Trucker Tab. .com. Look, there's 3.5 million U.S. truckers, and these guys are the backbone, man. You want to talk about first responders? Fine. But what about the guys filling every store?
Right.
It really hasn't dropped off. There was a little run on toilet paper in the early part of the pandemic, and it was a little lean in the in the dry goods department for about 10 minutes, but stores packed, up and running, restaurants, dining outdoors.
Kind of amazing, actually.
Kind of amazing if you think about what the truckers have done. So you want to donate, go to truckertab.com, truckertab.com. Red Cap, workwear done right. And keep on trucking, man. All right.
You're talking.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and do the news right after this.
Give me the news with Grab. News with Gino Grad, breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad, trouble in the Middle East, celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, I got a hot, hot, hot piece of audio for you. Hotter than Gina doing parody porn.
Not possible.
I promise I'm going to give it my best shot. So there is some audio that has gone viral in the past 24-ish hours. So the mayor of Anchorage, Alaska, on Monday admitted to an inappropriate messaging relationship. messaging.
Oh, messaging.
Facebook or something?
You know, texting, DMs, that kind of thing.
WhatsApp.
With a local TV news anchor in Anchorage who lodged bizarre and unsubstantiated allegations against him. This is according to the New York Post. Mayor Ethan Berkowitz, and it's important that you know he's Jewish, and that'll come into play.
Well, everyone knows it's a cliche that the Jews run Alaska. But
right? Yeah. We've been saying it forever.
They thrive in those cold cultures.
That's right.
Said in a statement, I apologize to the people of Anchorage for a major lapse in judgment I made several years ago when I had a consensual, inappropriate messaging relationship with reporter Maria Athens. Athens posted a video to her professional Facebook page last Friday alleging Berkowitz posted illicit photos of himself to underage girls. And we have that, but not before leaving this voicemail for the mayor.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. I just learned through my Emmy award-winning journalism, you're also a pedophile in, like, little girls and children. And there's a website. I'm so fucking exposing you. I'm going to get an Emmy. So you either turn yourself in, kill yourself, or do what you need to do. I will personally kill you and Mara Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living fucking shit. You have met your match, motherfucker. You have met your motherfucking match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you. I fucking hate, I don't even hate you. I will pray for your Zionist fucking ass, you piece of shit loser. And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
It's funny, like the mayor returns from lunch, you know, says his secretary, any messages? It's more of a directive, but I guess
a
suggestion.
Yeah. Well, what was it? Oh, who was it? My ex went late on alimony.
Oh,
no,
be just, so lucky.
You should be.
Well, couldn't be worse than Sharon calling about the alimony, could it?
Does the name Maria Athens mean anything to you?
Oh yeah, I used to beat off on my phone while I was texting her.
Okay, well, she's a little miffed, and you might want to lawyer up.
I got a bet. You say something about her muff?
No, she's a little miffed. Miffed.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
That's not sexy.
No, you might want to grab yourself an attorney.
First off, that old codger, she's like 27.
Oh, codger, is that Jewish talk?
I don't know.
Because that came up a few times.
She's an old lady. I don't have any interest in her.
Did you ever have any interest in her by chance? I'm trying to figure out what I can substantiate in her ramblings.
Yeah, I sent her a text every once in a while or something. But anyway, what'd she want?
Just out of curiosity, how low do you go in the age department with the ladies? Because that came up as well.
Second trimester.
Oh, boy, she might be onto something.
And
you're going to want to lawyer up.
Thank you.
So she, you know what? I applaud her for setting goals and meeting them, because later that day, that was funny, Brian. Later that day, she sat in what looks like the control room, maybe the control booth at the newsroom, and maybe had some, I don't know, unsuspecting intern shoot this clip. hot tease for the news that night.
She's pretty.
Hello there, Maria Athens from Fox ABC, CW, Newsnet, National Alaska. Breaking news, according to reliable sources, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9, ABC News at 10, CW News at 12:30, and Newsnet National for sure will cover this. You heard it here first.
She seems unhinged.
Are you sure?
She does.
Yeah, she doesn't seem crazy eyes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, Nancy Grace.
Yes.
I think you should tell her to tone it down a little, because you're...
Look, I think she is hitting the perfect tone. She is measured. She is keeping a lid on her emotions. And I know when I see a woman who is doing her job to the best of her ability and just really keeping an even keel at him, I think she really hit the spot.
Yeah, Nancy, I think you're operating at such a loud tone that you're not hearing her tone.
I don't know what you're talking about. And frankly, I can't hear you, Adam, because I have not finished my point. You know, like Ms. Kamala Harris said, I'm speaking. I'm speaking, Mr. Vice President. I'm speaking, Mr. Show Host. So let me finish my thought. Thank you. And I will tell you that I do have some very incriminating evidence on that mayor, that Zionist mayor, as Maria called him. And I cannot wait to break that story on my own show.
I'm not here to defend pedophiles, Nancy.
You sure sound like you are, Adam. I'm adding you to my list for the 6 o'clock news.
Look,
Mr. Ethan Berkowitz, Mr. Adam Carolla, two pedophiles. You heard it here first.
I had a Jewish grandfather, and I think she really crossed the line there with some of the slurs she called it.
You hear slur, I hear accurate reporting. Answer me this, Adam Carolla. Is the man Jewish, yes or no?
He appears to be.
Okay. Berkowitz. Mm. I'm pretty sure that was accurate. That was not fraudulent. That was not slanderous.
Again, shouldn't we really vet this story, Nancy, before we run with it? I mean,
is so something a man with something to hide would say.
Funny. And scene.
So she's pissed. And by the way, the unsubstantiated claims about the underage girls. She was. Sorry. I forgot about the cherry on the cupcake. Mm. She was arrested later that day for punching her station manager, who she was also having a relationship with.
Wow.
Wow. You think he got a boner before he hit the ground?
Hey, Chris, saved him.
Punch in times here, or time for Tommy, sorry.
All right, well, I just needed to get that story in, and I'm happy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was excellent. All right, let me hit the liquid IV here, and then we'll keep going with the news. Flu season. It is around the corner, man. Winter is approaching. You want to feel good. It's getting a little colder at night out in my house. I'm dunking myself in my swimming pool in the morning, and I can feel the difference. Take care of yourself, man. Hydrate, man. Liquid IV created hydration multiplier plus immune support. So you need that cutting edge blend of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and Wellmune. A naturally sourced beta-glucan proven to help strengthen your immune system, all in one convenient single-serving little packet. I was flying the other day. I brought my packet with me.
Oh,
it was a 15-hour day. I put it in the bottle after the show and chugged it down. When you travel with these things, the time difference. Sometimes you have a couple of cocktails at the airport. And good for working out and good for anything you do these days, especially with this COVID going around. You need to stay hydrated. So with every purchase, Liquid IV donates a serving to responders to COVID-19, hospitals, first responders, food banks, truckers. I added that, but they should be given to truckers as well. Veterans and active military, right, Dawson?
Liquid IV's new hydration multiplier plus immune support is available at Walmart or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Adam at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code Adam at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code Adam.
All right. What else we got, Gina?
Well, just to keep the Office Meltdown bundle together, I wanted to pay off a story we talked about. I think maybe last week I told you about the gentleman who was arrested after smearing his semen all over his coworker's desk and keyboard and honeypot and tea and water bottle.
Does he work at the same Anchorage news outlet? Or is that a different?
Okay. The weatherman.
A different outlet. So just wanted to follow up on that. The 30-year-old man has been sentenced to 2.5 years in jail for smearing semen on all that stuff. And his name's Stephen Millen Castro. He must also register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. He was convicted on 2 counts of battery and 3 counts of assault by the Orange County Superior Court.
All right. Let's keep with our role-playing theme in this show, all right? Gina, you're going to play that guy's mother.
Oh, look, I know where this is going.
You know where this is going.
Yeah.
I am going to play the father.
Mm-hmm.
We have been married for 41 years.
Uh-huh.
We're in our late 50s at this point. Oh, let's make ourselves as early 60s. That math will work out a little better. And what's this fella's name? Did we get this guy's name?
Stephen Millen Castro.
Stephen. So, Brian.
Yes, sir.
You're going to play the part of his old Little League coach that we were very close with back in the day. and he was actually a pretty good Pony League player.
Sure.
And we are going to run into you at a Costco in Virginia, right? And
sounds good.
You're going to ask us about Steven, and we're going to say he's in jail.
For you.
Yeah, and then you're going to know why. And when Brian says why, Gina, you say arson, and I'll yell out vehicular manslaughter, and then we'll switch.
Yep.
All right, you ready? La da da da.
My Costco card.
Oh, yeah. I need some more cream.
No, I'll have one of those cheese slices. Hey, the Melon Castros! I haven't seen you guys in years.
Oh
my gosh! It's Coach Brian. Yeah, remember me? Yeah.
Hi, Coach Brian.
I hit little Steven 1,000 fungos. He went from nothing to the best center fielder I ever coached.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this Costco's got everything, doesn't it?
So big you can get lost.
It's so big.
And how? Don't far be it for me to be rude. Little Steven, Steven the Slugger, how's Steven doing?
You know, he's currently incarcerated. He's in jail right now.
What? Why?
Vehicular
arson.
Manslaughter. Arson.
Vehicular manslaughter, yeah.
Oh, he burnt a car down with someone inside?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, right. Right.
Yes. Jesus.
Yes.
I'll tell you.
I did not expect this out of today.
I know it sounds bad. I know it sounds bad, but you got to think about there's worse crimes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
I mean, yeah.
You could take your spunk and rub it all over a coworker's desk, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I mean, the first example, someone's dead, burned to death in their car. And the second example, someone just has to wipe down their monitor.
Well, I'm saying,
let's put it this way. One's more shaming than the other.
Yeah, he's not a weirdo is what I'm saying.
Right.
It's not
weird.
Like,
he's just a bad guy.
It's not like
Steven the Slugger.
It's not like he jacked off into a gym sock and then wiped it down like it was Pledge on top of a coworker's cubicle. It's nothing.
And he definitely did not put it in her honeypot.
Mm. There's a few elements to this hypothetical that keep recurring. Coworker, jizz, wiping it down.
What are you talking about? We're not talking. No, vehicular manslaughter.
Hey,
reminds me of a story I read in the news not too long
ago
about this weirdo.
Those tabloids. There's an alien who's pregnant.
Oh,
hey, I'm going to get a couple of key squares on a toothpick. You guys down for two?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Sure, yeah.
I'm good. I can get them.
Oh, okay.
You just continue the conversation. I'm just going
to get one of those 80-person sheet cakes in the back.
Yeah, no, just you keep talking. I'm going to just roll over to the...
I'm going to grab 80 pounds of meat.
And scene. All right, we almost pulled that one off.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What else do we got? Next story, Gina Graham.
All right. Well, this is a public service announcement. This is going on right now, and it is about to go into full effect beginning October 19th. Encore at Wynn Las Vegas will alter its operating hours due to low demand. So they're not going to be open during the week. The resort closes noon Monday, reopens 2 p.m. Thursday because not enough people are coming in. The revenue stream's not going well. The poker room at Encore will temporarily move to Wynn Las Vegas beginning that day, operating 7 days a week there. The poker area will be located on the casino floor near the Wynn. So they are shuffling, no pun intended, everything around for this. By the way, crime has surged in Vegas during this, and it's being blamed on the bottom dollar room rates. So it's attracting people that might not normally, you know, spend, you know, $400 a night, but they'll spend 70. And there's fights in the hallways. There's shootings. It's getting really crazy in Vegas. So think twice if you're taking the kids.
I was watching the Tennessee Titans game the other night, and the crowd seemed like it was 30% full out in the stadium. Yeah, seemed sort of doable. It kind of looked like the crowd from a Tampa Bay Buccaneers game from the mid-70s. Like that, they were pretty sparse. That's all they could pull back then. Yeah, I don't know how Vegas is doing with the COVID. I don't. You know, it's funny. I hear a lot of. There's a lot of New York talk, Florida talk, Texas talk, Arizona talk, California talk, but not a lot of Nevada talk.
It sounds like they're willing to do whatever the market wants, and the market's not wanting.
Yeah, I don't know about in terms of the actual, you know, cases and deaths and whatever, but in terms of like offers that I get emailed and even mailed to me from Vegas hotels, they seem to want business quite badly.
Well, I guess I think Drew's been to Vegas a time or two. Like maybe it's a good time for those who want don't want to fight the crowd, that want to break on the rooms and living
well,
it up.
Live it up literally. If you just want to gamble, the shows are canceled. A lot of the restaurants are closed. They are starting to put shows back on the schedule tentatively. You know, for probably the beginning of next year, but there's no entertainment right now unless you like shootings.
All right, go ahead.
Good. I was going to say what Gina alluded to, you know, fights in the hallways and blah, blah, blah. Seems like you'd want to, if you wanted to go to Vegas, you want to avoid like the bargain basement places. But if you wanted to, you know, get the Wynn experience or the whatever, the Bellagio experience for cheap, maybe this is the time.
This is so sweet. I get to shit so squarely on Brian's point.
Oh, man.
No, the fight happened at the Encore. One of these like famous hotel hallway brawls. Yeah. And they're the ones, I mean, you can literally get a very, very sweet suite for like $150 at these top notch hotels. So there is no, this pandemic's the great equalizer when it comes to pricing.
Get the dream suite at the Palms, you know, the basketball courts or whatever they have. Get that for like $500.
They were talking about that on KFI today, the Dream Suite, and it was for like $250 a night.
Really?
And then they raised it to like $400. So the problem was people who were getting that, from what I heard, were packing the rooms with like 30 people and partying and destroying the place.
They should have had the NBA bubble there.
Yeah. That would have been the Dream Suite.
Yeah, you just order room service. Everyone stays in the suite. You know what I mean? Yeah, we went there. I think Jimmy's 40th birthday. Yeah, Jimmy's 40th birthday was there. Let me do some math on Jimmy's 40th. Yeah, Jimmy's 40th birthday was there. Yeah.
At the Palm?
In the Dream. Yeah, whatever the Dream. Yeah. The Dream Suite. Yeah. Yeah, nice. It was cool. Yeah, play basketball. You don't play basketball drunk and in slacks enough. You know what I mean? You rarely do. All right, Gina, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, I'll tell you about Geico. Want to banish the high rates on car insurance? Switch to Geico during Geico-ween. Folks at Geico have been working hard to save you money and lower those rates, and it's easy to switch to Geico. So you can get a quote today at geico.com and see just how much money you could be saving. Car insurance, motorcycle, vans, RVs, you save it all at Geico. That's at geico.com. All right, I'm going to do a one-on-one with the great drummer Tommy Lee, and we'll be back with him right after this.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.